for tuning in to the Illuminations Podcast. We love having you here. It is our mission to be a beacon of light on your journey towards conscious and mindful living. In our weekly episode, we bring you inspiring change makers in the field of spirituality, healing, personal growth, and wellness who share their insight and expertise so you can navigate your way to a happier, healthier, and more purposeful life.
Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Illuminations World Podcast. My name is Nia Roy. I'm a clinical hypnotherapist, graphologist here at Illuminations. And you all know by now, every week we have a new speaker, a new exciting topic about this world of holistic healing that we just dive into about different areas of mental health that we have no idea about, right? But this time, we're doing something a little bit different. We don't have just any speaker on board. We have an author. She is not only an author, she is a clinical hypnotherapist and regression therapist. And the most interesting thing about her is that she was not always a clinical hypnotherapist or a regression therapist. She used to be a geophysicist. So this is a very beautiful combination. This is where science meets spirituality. So for all the skeptics out there who are listening right now, who never understood how spirituality works, if this is all mumbo jumbo, all woo woo, maybe this can be an episode that can spark your curiosity, because our very dear guest, Miss Srimanthi Gujari, is here with me today, and she is going to talk about her new book, which is launching, and it's called The Only Way Out Is In. And I can't wait to pick her brains about this book and talk all about it. So first, Miss Srimanthi, it is such a pleasure to have you join us today. Welcome.
Thank you, Nia. I really appreciate. You can call me Sri. My book is already launched, by the way. It's available on Amazon. Yes, and I'm launching it in Illuminations. So you'll find my copies in Illuminations right now.
Wonderful. Yeah. So, Sri, I want to really know, being a geophysicist, moving into being a clinical hypnotherapist, regression therapist, how did that happen? And what's the story behind that?
Okay. So the thing is, as you have just said, like, so I've been a geophysicist for 15 years. I have worked in corporate, you know, for a pretty long time. And I happen to be an alumni of IIT Kharagpur. So the moment I say it, people are like, what are you doing? Wasting your life, including my family. So, but then you know what? In this entire period of 15 years, I always felt there's something more I had to do. I always felt the gap. And 4 years back, you know, I still remember when my company was shifting from Dubai back to Abu Dhabi, and I was like, no, this is my chance. So I quit. And then when I quit, I surrendered. So that's something I learned before hypnotherapy, by the way, to surrender. And I was constantly in the process, like, show me the way. And literally, you won't believe, I heard the word hypnotherapy on the right side of my ear. I mean, like, on the left, and like, as if something was echoing back forth. Something, somebody is guiding me. Right, left. Like, as if I was told, and I jumped into it. And when I did that, Nia, it just took me less than what a normal person would take. And as if everything was laid down for me. In a record time, I finished my hypnotherapy, all the levels. I cleared my examinations. I cleared my interview. I did all my case stories. It just happened as if it's what's meant to be.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's my story. Wow. I mean, whenever I say somebody is speaking on me, because you know why I say this? I was not reading a book on this. None of my friends know about hypnotherapy. So there was nothing. So the calling was from not outside.
Wow, that's
it is from within.
Very
and
beautiful.
I just jumped on it.
So what inspired you to write this book, The Only Way Out Is In? Where did that inspiration come from?
So, Sunia, I have been putting down the stories, the transformational, amazing transformational journeys of my client, you know, who came out of chronic illnesses, years of physical issues resolved, psychological. So I was anyway penning these stories down. And it would get published in the ICA newsletter. Okay. So I have about 12 of them already published. So I had those stories. But to be very honest, the writing of the book came because I was tired of explaining people again and again what this concept is all about. Because from where I come from, healing, transformation, all of these is, this kind of stories are not given any weightage. They are, though, you know, that's what I'm saying, though I've consistently given results, people would laugh at me, you know.
Question it.
It was questioned, it was brushed aside, laughed about. So I wanted to explain the entire concept of it through the eyes of a scientist. So yeah. I was a geoscientist before. So I wanted to explain that in science background.
Yeah.
So the way I understood it. So I wanted to put it in that way, and that's what I did in my book. Along with the stories, the background, so that it can be understood from this, as you said, the people who are having scientific background.
Yeah.
Yeah. So my friends, you know, would just laugh at me. And they think that, you know, I can win in a game of cards by hypnotizing them. So there is so much of myths about this whole thing.
Yeah.
So this hypnotherapy, like any other profession, has ethical boundaries. So I wanted to lay that all across. So that's what this book is all about.
So give us a little brief or some insights, significant insights about what this book is all about. And the impact it has on, I mean, and how it came out from you to the world.
Okay.
And the impact that you are hoping that it can have on other people.
Okay. So, Nia, for that, you know, like, if you allow me, I can share a story of one of my clients.
Yes,
because
please.
Then it'll open up to how much you can help your own self,
absolutely.
By the way.
Absolutely. Please do.
So one of my clients, okay. So this particular client of mine came to me last year, January. I know the date as well, 7th of January. So she came to me. She approached me because of her past experience. And she had chronic back pain. She came out of it. So she had a lot of faith and trust in the process. But this time the challenge was in which surgery was suggested to her. So she had a cyst in her ovary, 7.7 centimeter of cyst. And she was asked to go for a surgery, and somehow she felt this can be worked on.
Yeah.
So she came to me and she said, Shri, I just think this can be, I know for sure it can be worked on. So her faith was immense.
Yeah.
Okay. So that gives her, you know,
100%.
That gives her, it just already starts the path to recovery.
Yeah.
So in that session, one session, we just worked on it. It's called organ regeneration, where we worked on how the cyst was formed.
Mm.
When did it start? Who all contributed to it? And we worked on draining the cyst.
Mm.
Okay, we did all of it. And she came to know, okay, where the trauma was, how it started, the entire thing. And when she came out of the session, she said, you know, I feel already a tightness in my lower abdomen, like as if I really had an operation. Mm. I said, it's okay, take it easy. And she said, but don't worry, Shri, I'm not going to the doctor before March, so I have enough time to work on whatever you told me. Mm. I said, okay. I was not aware of this. 30th of January, she was called by a surgeon. She said, you need to come and visit me because I'm getting transferred.
Mm.
So I'm going to hand over your case to another surgeon, okay? So she went there, and she was not prepared. She was not okay. But the new surgeon said, I need to check you. And when they checked her, they were in for a surprise. So it was just 23 days after the session, and the cyst was nowhere to be found.
Wow.
They looked for it, and the cyst now had gone to 2.2 centimeter.
Wow.
So obviously surgery was not needed.
Needed.
So this and several other miraculous stories, you know, what I experienced, even from coming from a rational, scientific, left-brain yes. person that I am, I realized there's so much which we don't know.
100%.
And we can only know when we surrender. So that's the whole idea of bringing this book into life. Like, that's what I want to share with the people out there.
So I want you to explain more about, to all the skeptics out there, because this is now quite controversial, because you have science saying you need operation,
surgery, yeah.
you need surgery. And then without any of that.
Any of that.
Without having a medical background.
And without taking medications, do you know
or
that? Nothing.
Medications. You were able to reduce it to a 2.2.
Yeah.
Now, how does that happen? Tell me more about that.
So.
Because it's not magic.
It's not magic. So, in that, yeah, I would like to explain the four bodies which we have,
yeah.
which will probably explain the skeptics.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I explain to my clients when they come to me. So, most of my clients who come, they say, okay, my physical problem is coming. Actually, it's a physical problem. There's nothing to do with my mind in it. And that's what I want to explain in this podcast as well, that you know what? Physical is one of the bodies. Mm. There are four bodies, okay? And they all play a role. So when we have a problem in the body, which comes as a disease, okay? What is disease? I'm not at ease. So my body is not in the comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
Discomfort, disease,
yeah.
okay? So that means something is keeping me off my normal self. So my body is communicating, is telling me that something is not right. So what do we do normally? We go to a doctor. Again, I'm not against doctor, okay? I'm not saying, because sometimes medicines, it's complementary, mm-hmm. okay? I'm not against it. You need that relief also at times.
Yeah.
So when you go to a doctor, but the doctor just looks at the symptom, okay?
And not the cause.
Never. So when a symptom is looked at, the doctor would give a medication for that symptom. So if you have, let's say, if you have migraine, the doctor will give you medication for the migraine. He will not look at your diabetes or whatever. Okay? So, but when you take that medication, what are you doing? You're just suppressing the symptom.
Yeah.
You're never out of the problem.
100%. Yeah.
So the problem is still there and it can come up again in some other way. So this is when we need to understand the other three bodies, which we probably are not aware or we neglect.
Or can't even see.
We can't even. Because it's not known to us, you know. Yeah, this is what I am. Like when I came to know all of this, I thought this should be shared with the world.
Yeah.
That's what it's in the book as well. So if you allow, I'll explain the three bodies, total four bodies. So
yes,
the remaining three bodies. The first body is called a thought body. Okay. Every thought has a frequency. Okay, of course, being humans, we have no control of it.
Mm-hmm.
We're not Buddhas.
Yeah.
We cannot stay in one thought. So we are constantly, our mind can process about 4,000 message units per minute. It goes. Okay. We are taking the world around us through our five sense organs. And it's creating an impact on us in terms of our perception or whatever. It's having an impact. Okay. So I'm not saying you should be here monitoring every thought you have. No, it's not possible. Okay, but this thought, when it comes into you, like treat it as a potential energy, okay? It's in one place. But when it starts moving, it's kinetic.
Mm.
And it has an impact on us as an emotion.
Mm.
That's the second body, emotional body. Now, this emotional body, most of the time, I'm aware of what I'm feeling. 100 times, like all the time, I know what I'm feeling. I'm feeling angry, sad, worried. Unless I'm psychotic and there's no connection, I've lost.
Mm.
Most of the time, I'm aware of my feelings. Okay? So this emotion that you're already experiencing has a direct impact on the energy of the body, the third body, or a chakra body. So what I thought, based on that, what I felt, my energies are getting balanced based on that.
Yeah.
Balance or disbalance. So what if you understand chakras, there are seven chakras or energy centers, and on top of these energy centers is our glands. So this is a direct connection to the biology of the body.
Yeah.
Now that's real. That's tangible. So this, the glands secrete. Why do they secrete? They are trying to compensate.
Yes.
Trying to balance it out. But overcompensation or undercompensation can create a disease, be it a physical or a psychological or a psychosomatic. So when you understand the four bodies, or let's say even if you don't understand, when we accept, healing starts from the acceptance of the problem. Mm. So once you accept, I think that's where you're trying to align yourself.
Yeah.
Sometimes you need help. And there is a lot of taboo attached to seeking help. So that's what even my book addresses. Seeking help is not a sign of weakness.
Yeah.
Seeking help means what? You're ready to transform. And that's beautiful, don't you think?
100%.
So, and the three bodies and the fourth body. You know, Nia, I had a client. I like to give examples of stories.
Please do.
So this particular client of mine, you know, she came to me because she was finding it difficult, you know, like to maintain work-life balance. She's a single mom and her child was in the 10th standard, so not listening, teenager. She was finding it very difficult and it was impacting her work. She was in a corporate sector in the multinational bank, okay? So she was finding it very difficult. So she told me, you know, I want to address this, my anxiety. Mm-hmm. So she came to me for a psychological issue. Mm-hmm. Okay. So when we started working, you know, the trauma is connected to her failed marriage. Then her expectations from her son or whatever. Like, so it was all building inside her.
Yeah.
I had no clue that she had bleeding gums. I had no clue because she never told me. It's a physical issue and she thought, I'm not a doctor anyway, so why should I tell her? So she had bleeding gums. She was putting drops on her eyes. Mm. And this was for more than 2 years. Mm. All this stopped. Her bleeding gums stopped. Her putting eye drops stopped. She also had insomnia. All this literally stopped, along with this psychological issues, the physical issues as well.
Yeah.
And I was not working on it. I was not even aware. You're getting my point?
Yeah.
So when things get aligned or when you start resolving this trapped, unresolved emotions inside you.
The body responds.
Physical body response as well.
And this just shows how connected both the mind
exactly.
and the body. And this is not taught in school. This is not taught at medical school.
Thank you, Nia. This is not taught.
Yeah.
And that's why, you know, I wanted to put it out across. It's my way of explaining to the world. It's my contribution ki, hey, this exists. You know?
Yeah.
So that's the reason I wanted to bring it up.
So how would you recommend people who have never been introduced to alternative healing, how would you recommend that they go about it? What is the first step that they can take when it comes to taking that step forward?
Sonia, I said that a few minutes back. There has to be an acceptance. Mm. So suppose you're an alcoholic, let's say. But if you do not have an acceptance of the problem, it cannot be resolved. So I never, ever go and approach my clients. My clients have to come to me. So the first step is always yours.
Yeah.
Once you are there, you're already at the fence, you're at the boundary, I can tell you it works. And it has worked.
Yeah.
With all my clients, by the way. All.
Yeah.
Okay? So once you're there, I can guide you. I mean, the concept works.
Yeah.
There is a mind and body connection. Okay? So it works. Provided you're willing to take that step.
Yeah.
So that's the key, I think.
And I would love to address this. Now that you mentioned, I love that you mentioned this, the importance of acceptance, because it now makes you think the hidden benefits of these so-called diseases and problems in our life.
Correct.
Right? So when you really think about simple things as procrastination or so on that you or things that you complain about for years and months and it doesn't get resolved.
Yeah.
What can you say about the hidden benefits that hinder people from acceptance?
So, you know, I want to take this question a little differently. So many of my clients or anybody, like, you know, they always, as I say, they laugh about this concept. What? Hypnotherapy? Oh, you want to hypnotize me, make me do things out of my will? I have a very simple thing to say to them. Do you know that you're already hypnotized? And they're like, what? Because from the day we are born, we are given suggestions, hypnotic suggestions. We are constantly molded. You know, we were all born enlightened. There were no inhibitions. Mm. The critical filter in our mind, so which is between conscious mind and the subconscious mind, it is developed and formed by the age, like completely formed by the age of 8 years. How does it develop? By socio-economic, education, and religion, we are constantly bombarded by suggestions.
Yeah.
Be it our parents, be it our friends, be it school, whatever. So which is constantly molding us and forming our belief system patterns, which can be limiting our own potential. Mm. You know, when in the school days, when we are constantly compared, we realize, oh, we are not good enough. Or simple sentences by parents, you know, like, money doesn't grow on trees. We are trapped in the life of scarcity. We start believing in this because we are constantly hearing. So, by the way, hypnotherapy or hypnosis is your chance to dehypnotize yourself. Come out of this limiting belief system.
I love that. I love that you phrase it that way.
Correct. And you know, so I'm not putting in a trance. You're already. We are going to break that so that you can reach your true potential. We all have that potential, by the way.
So can you debunk some myths about hypnotherapy?
Yeah. So, I already mentioned one is that people think you can be made to do certain things without your permission. So, by the way, hypnotherapy, let me explain the difference between hypnosis and hypnotherapy. It is a science which has been here for, I think, eons of ages. Like, okay? So, the difference between hypnosis and hypnotherapy is for hypnosis, like as in stage hypnosis and all of that.
Yeah.
It doesn't need any permission. It's more of entertainment. Hypnotherapy, it works on two major protocols, ethic boundaries, is that purpose and permission, without which it can't be done. So, as I just mentioned, this client of mine, she came to me because she had a psychological issue. Though we worked on the psychological issue, the physical also worked on, got better, okay? But she had given me the permission.
Mm.
The purpose was also that I have this issue. That also got resolved.
Yeah.
So purpose and permission together can help. But if you think you have some deep dark secrets and you won't allow the hypnotherapist to go there, she can't. He or she can't. Without permission, you cannot access the folders. It is as simple as that. So you are all the time in control.
So how do you explain what we see on TV when people snap their fingers and say you act like a dog or a cat and so on.
So that's called stage hypnosis. By the way, I am not saying that it can't be done. It can be done. It can be done. We all know that hypnosis is so powerful and it has been used to scam people.
Mm-hmm.
It is so powerful that people can give their valuables just like that, you know. You might have heard the stories. People knock on the door and they hypnotize and you give your valuables to them. Or you give your bank details or whatever. So that means what? This method or this technique or this science is powerful. It is there. So it has not been used properly. That's what I'm trying to say.
Mm.
So this is there. It works. Mm. It can, in this hypnotherapy, you're just taking the permission to do it.
Mm.
There's a purpose behind it.
Yeah.
So in every stage, every state, mm-hmm. You always need to connect with your clients and ask their permission. Is it okay to do it this way?
Yeah.
Do you like to do it this way? How would you handle your trauma? Like, you know, when it comes out, a childhood trauma.
Yeah.
So client first.
Wow.
That's the key. So, I don't know why the scams are given so much of weightage. Every science has a pitfall, you know, like, but unfortunately, hypnotherapy is always looked about by that I will be told to do certain things or somebody is going to access me and no, that's never true.
Yeah.
Never ever true.
So what can you say are the key nuggets and takeaways that the audience will get out of reading the book? The kind of impact that's going to have on them?
Actually, there are many. But most importantly, as I just told you, it will open up their mind, I feel, the way it opened mine. Mm. Okay. Acceptance of this method, it exists.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you like it, whether you don't like it, this works. And with that, I have backed up with stories. Okay. With real stories of people who have come out of chronic illnesses. Where scientific methods have failed. Mm.
So who would you say must, without a doubt, read this book? Who is it really for? Who cannot miss this book?
Yeah, I would say it's even for kids, you know. It's for everyone. The language is simple. It's for everyone. But now that you ask me, I would say for people who are having doubts. Questioning, on the fence, as I said. So probably read the book and they'll be able to take a decision. So that's, are they my key audience? Not really. I'm targeting everyone. Like, it's, as you said, it's not taught in school.
Yeah.
I've tried to make this book in simple language. And I have backed it up with science.
Mm-hmm.
So that it can impact even those skeptics.
Yeah.
I have my own, by the way, one of the stories, so there are 20 stories, and apart from that, 21st story is my own story, wherein it's in the towards the end of the book, where I've shown my journey and how it has impacted me. Forget my clients. Even
I would
me.
Love to know, if you don't mind sharing.
Of course. So, Sonia, I used to have high BP, okay? I was so overweight. So 10 kilos more of what you see me. So Disprin, aspirin would be in my bag. I would just pop in anytime. I always felt disconnected with my own self. Even though I was working on a corporate sector, like I used to travel the world. I was a scientific advisor, okay? So I would make research papers, present them. I was highly paid. I was a geoscientist, so oil and gas pays you very well. But there was a gap. I could have denied the gap throughout my life and gone. But I knew I had to address this gap. It's up to you whether you want to close your eyes, swim in your small swimming pool, or come out of it and join the ocean. I tried it. Was this journey rosy? Doesn't matter. So, as I was just telling you, my own sister is a senior vice president with a very big bank. And she's a double PhD. So, she used to laugh at me. She said, what are you doing with your degree, okay? I cannot I cannot introduce you to my friends anymore, is what she said. But Nia, you know what? She realized that something is happening with her sister. Then she booked an appointment with me, and she used to have this chronic neck pain. She used to wear this bells. She had thyroid. Nia has been 2.5-3 years now. She became my client. She booked an appointment and that's off. She's my biggest critic and now she's my, you know, an advocate. She tells it to everyone. This really works. So if I can, by the way, transforming a family member is not easy. So if my sister can be transformed, I'm sure the audience, the rest of the world can too
I
as well.
I love that.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Srimanthi. And before we end the session, is there anything from the book that you would just like to share or read out to the audience?
Sure. So I'm just going to read from the book. This is page 2. So throughout this book, I aim to offer insights into the potential of the human mind to heal and transform. Every physical or psychological condition is a manifestation of internal imbalances, as I said, that can be reversed using the power of the subconscious mind. The cause of the condition that lies within us and the key to resolve is also within us. When faced with a problem, we must look within ourselves to find a solution. The central message of this book is simple. The only way out is in. This means that every problem has a solution within us. And we alone can choose to move in the direction of that solution with acceptance. So I recognize that this concept may challenge some beliefs and assumptions, particularly within the scientific community. It doesn't matter. Nevertheless, I hope that when I share my journey and the stories in this book, can inspire the readers to explore their own inner callings and embrace the unknown. Whether you're a scientist, a spiritual seeker, or someone seeking change in your life, I hope this book helps provide insights, inspiration, and a sense of wonder about the mysteries of the human experience. Just like a gardener needs to keep the weeds off a beautiful garden, as I was just saying to you, it's totally up to us whether we want to keep the weed of negative thoughts in our mind, let it flourish, or we divide it. One small example, I would like to say some, you know, in each one of us, as I said, is the capability or the potential to come out of any problem. But like a candle, which is probably doused in water, it cannot burn on its own. So that's when it's okay to take a help outside. So the candle has the capacity to burn, but a lighted candle can help it burn at a quicker, faster rate. Yeah. That's why seeking help is not an act of weakness at all.
Thank you so much, Sri. And thank you to all the listeners tuning in today. And I hope this episode was insightful.
Can I show this?
Yes, please. You guys can buy this on Amazon, or you could pop down to Illuminations and you can get yourself a copy. And until next time, take care and live life.
Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, we'd love to have you tune in again next week as we discuss more engaging topics on relationships, health, career, self-care, and spirituality. If you'd like to help support this podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave us a rating and review. We'd be extremely grateful. To catch all the latest from us, you can also follow us on Instagram at Illuminations World or visit the Illuminations World YouTube channel for more inspiring content. See you again next week, and until then, live light.